1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Let me just say, today's my birthday. 48. I was born September 1st, 1952. No, I'm just kidding. But she did say it was a hot day. We were at war against, I don't know who the hell we were at war against. Weren't we fighting, oh yeah, Koreans? And it was L.A. back in the early 50s. It was that L.A. Confidential thing. I came popping out, and that's that. And then I went to school, and now I'm here. So there wasn't much to my life, really. I snuck into Santa Anita a couple of times. I ripped off a few cartons of cigarettes, and I'm here. That's it. I had my adolescence. I had a little bit of my youth, and now I'm just old and wealthy. Kidding. Okay, how you doing, Chris? One of my stepkids is here. He can't believe he's got such a freak for a stepfather. He's in there with his shoe-shined hair. Wait till they shave that head bald, man, just before you go back to school next week. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Now, by the way, and thanks very much to Andy and Marnie, you know who you are, for the cake. Thank you. We just had it. It's out of sight. The chocolate cake, beautiful. What was the name of the bakery? Unbelievable stuff. Victor Bennis. Wow. All right. We are not entirely comfortable with the concept of infomercials, and we're not entirely comfortable with the concept of turning over an hour of programming on our show to an advertiser. But I'm going to do something that my instinct tells me don't do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. I want to tell all of you that I don't like this idea, but we need the revenue on this show, and it's not unusual for shows to sell time, an hour of programming. But rather than bring this next gentleman on as just a, quote, interview, I want you to know up front that this time was purchased by Dr. Sadler, and he is very comfortable with me letting you know that. So what we're going to do is bring him on and talk about an exciting new product and an exciting new concept. Dr. Jim Sadler is with us, and he has the Revirginization Centers. And I don't want to mess this up, Dr. Sadler. I want you to explain exactly what that is.
Well, first of all, Phil, a happy birthday to you from everybody at the Sadler Revirginization Centers.
Thank you very much.
And I don't think 48 is too old at all.
Well, I don't know whether it is or not. I've never hid my age, and I'm not going to start. And you know what? I feel great. I'm extremely handsome. I have great elasticity. You know, I can still kick rear end on guys 20 years younger than me. I mean, I can still beat the hell out of someone in a bar fight. So
I didn't want to go that far.
I'm kidding around. Anyway, doctor, thank you very much. So tell us about your center and what you're doing for women across America.
Phil, we're very excited about the Revirginization Center. What is it? There are women who want a clean slate. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I think there are a lot of women who would like a second start, a chance to put away the mistakes of the past. And I never would have believed this, but you could have knocked me over with a feather, but being a virgin is now socially acceptable, and it's sort of a change from when you and I were growing up in the 60s and 70s, Phil, and women sort of gave themselves to anyone, I mean literally any man that asked. It seemed to be a generational thing. Today, however, being a virgin is definitely the way to go, in much the same way that having your breasts enhanced, in much the same way that perhaps trying a new diet, being a virgin. In fact, women who have had premarital sex are now viewed as damaged goods.
Really?
Not quite as good as a virgin. What a man wants nowadays is a virgin. And now, even if you aren't one, we can make you one.
Now, this was exciting. And first of all, you know, younger women have more of an opportunity to be a virgin. And please forgive us, folks, if we would only get too graphic here, than older women do.
Older women, they're from a generation, as I said, where they gave themselves over to just about any man that asked. Today, younger women, I think, are more protective of their bodies. Younger women today have a little bit more respect for their bodies, let's say, than women of your generation, Phil, or women in their 30s even, for instance, Miss Morgan's age. But women in their 20s and in their late teens, they have respect for their bodies, and they do want to remain virgins.
All right, well, where does the Revirginization Center come in? And it sounds oddball, but I did read the brochure, and it looks like you're trying to do something good for women. But I want to ask you this. What you're doing is you're basically making women virgins again, or...
Well...
this is a real odd concept, folks, but listen to this.
So, it's a little white lie, but telling a lie, and telling a lie, by the way, is not good, but this is vitally important to the success and happiness of any marriage. We begin at our Revirginization Center by bringing women in who obviously have been around the block, if you'll forgive me, rode hard and put up wet. They've been with a lot of men. The women that we see, mostly women who've been with multiple sex partners, we begin by having those women exercise certain muscles. And I know that we're on in the early afternoon on the West Coast and the early evening on the East Coast, so I don't want to...
You don't have to say, I think the women out there can use their imagination.
Right. Primarily a muscle called the PC muscle. There's also a Kegel muscle. Strengthening those muscles, bringing them back to life, bringing life back into otherwise sagging and weakened tissues, bringing life and blood back into tissue that is otherwise almost dead. What we try to do is the weakened and obviously weakened and sagging filth from multiple sexual partners, years of whoring around in bathrooms and alleys, sexually transmitted diseases. We are trying to get your prospective husband into actively buying that you're a virgin. Now, you may think that's a miracle that we're going to perform. Frankly, Phil, I think we know how to do it. And
all right, well, you're being very graphic with the description of women who perhaps were more active than other women. You use the phrase whoring around.
Well, so,
you know, I have a little bit of a problem with that.
So I'm trying to get across to women that I understand their pain. I understand they gave themselves over to other men. But now's the time for them to change and become the virgin, if you will, that they used to be.
And not literally, but you're saying the illusion.
I'm saying for all intents and purposes.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Dr. Jim Sadler with the Revirginization Center, he proposes that he can get women through a series of physical exercises and other things to... Are we creating an illusion here for the prospective husband?
I would say it's an illusion, but it's a convincing one, and it is one that I think is very sound.
All right, so any woman out there who wants a new start and wants to try again to bring some kind of excitement back into her life as a virgin can convince her husband that she is a virgin by doing these exercises, right?
Well, first of all, exercises. In conjunction with that, after our course, your muscles are very strong, that you literally will be able to break one of those movie blood capsules, and that is step two. Using a motion picture blood capsule, you can break it using those muscles, and the illusion of blood is created, Phil, and I'm trying to be as delicate as I can, and right then and there, the man is going to believe. All right, and finally... So
along with the strength and muscles... There is fake blood.
Right. In other words, everything that would occur on the wedding night of a virgin will occur with this woman and her prospective partner, and he'll never know. He'll never know, ladies, that perhaps you slept with up to 50 or 100 men before you met him. And I think that's the beauty of the Revirginization Centers.
And now, what is the audio tape?
Finally, you're given an audio tape that you can listen to in your car. These are mood-modifying...
I saw this. It says, mood-modifying phrases enhancing the virgin illusion.
Correct.
All right, what are some of the phrases?
You listen to each in the car. One of the phrases is, ouch, I've never seen anything like that before. Phrase number two is, you don't think that's going to fit in there, do you? Number three is, you're tearing me apart, which is one that most men have never heard before, by the way, and I think that also enhances the man's self-image. And another one that most men have never heard, nor will they ever hear, you're splitting me up the middle. All of these things, I think, will go toward enhancing...
Some of this stuff, I have to tell you, I'm personally offended by, because it...
Well, Phil, these are enhancing images.
Yeah, but I'm personally offended by the graphic nature of some of this stuff, okay?
But you use it in the privacy of your own home.
And all of this to enhance the illusion that the guy is with a virgin. Now, isn't that dishonest? What does the man get out of it?
If the man believes that he's with a virgin, then the man feels enhanced that way. Perception is reality, Phil. At the revirginization centers, that's what we do. We give all the women listening to you right now who have been, as I say, with multiple sex partners, who have otherwise, you're not going to be able to sell that in a month of Sundays. We give them the ability to maybe, just maybe, convince the man they're with that they're a virgin.
Now, wouldn't that be a difficult sell if a woman is, say, in her 50s?
I wouldn't recommend this process for any woman over the age of 50. 40s, maybe. But over 50, I don't care if you're breaking 15,000 blood capsules. I don't care if you have the strength to crack walnuts down there. No guy is going to buy that you're...
Okay, I understand.
Will you ask me?
I understand. Thank you.
Phil, one of the things you need to understand is that we are trying to help women regenerate their lives. And we do that at the Revirginization Center. I think we do very good work.
All right, Dr. Jim Sadler is with us here, and the product is the Revirginization Centers of California, where through a series of muscle exercises, being able to create the illusion of blood, and mastering certain phrases, you may be able to get your husband or boyfriend to believe you're actually a virgin. As the material says, and I have the brochure right here, even women who've had hundreds of sex partners can create the illusion of being a virgin through our process. Give yourself a second chance. Maybe you can pull it off. 1-800-449-8686. There's certain aspects of this, and since he paid for the time, I can't give a personal opinion. He paid for the time, and I can't give a personal opinion, and that bothers me. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. Dr. Jim Sadler operates the Revirginization Centers of Southern California, where you can actually create the illusion of being a virgin. This is a very interesting... It's interesting to me, Doctor, that you say being a virgin is in, and I certainly know what you mean by that, but you say that surprises you.
Well, it surprises me from the standpoint that from my orientation, it was always more attractive to be with a woman who had some sexual experience, but... all of a sudden, being a virgin is attractive. We have to do something for the millions, hundreds of millions of American women who are years removed from being virgins. And if they're not years removed, they are 50 to 100 sexual partners removed from being a virgin. There's no way they can convince a man they're a virgin, but with our help, they can.
Through physical exercise, tightening up certain muscles, creating the illusion of bleeding, and saying certain things.
That really, Phil, is the only way you're going to be able to do it.
1-800-449-8686, Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'd like to make a point. I would like to say that in a society that we already have troubled marriages and lies and deceit, why would you want to make a woman a virgin and make a lie to a relationship to start out that way?
Well, it's a good point. I'm not sure that's really what you're trying to say, is it?
Of course it is. I mean, a relationship is not based on even a little quote-unquote white lie.
It's what men want. They want a virgin... And they
I don't
want,
buy that. I don't believe that.
Well, I'm a man.
I mean, I don't know what era you come from, but I think nowadays virginity is not number.
Virginity. You're 40. How old are you?
I'm 44.
All right, so you don't really understand that younger women nowadays.
Of course, I understand you. I'm in that era that you spoke about.
Younger women.
Hold on. I don't want people talking over people. Okay. So what were you saying, ma'am?
I was saying that, of course, I understand because I came from that generation.
He was yelling at me, right?
I'm not yelling at you.
They whored around, and they had several, you know, partners.
Right.
And
well,
I tend to tell you that
you're saying
was not
that what
one
men
of them.
Want, men want whores? Is that what you're saying?
I'm sorry?
Men want women who are whores? I don't understand what you're saying. You're saying
no,
men don't want virgins.
No, I said that he quoted that I'm from that generation.
No, what I'm saying is, what I'm simply saying, Phil, is that many younger women are saving themselves for marriage nowadays as opposed to this lady's generation that spread for everything that came down the highway. And that
would you watch what you're saying, okay,
exactly.
In terms of how
That's
you put
an
that?
Insult, no, sir.
Well, all right, then let me put it
because
more delicately.
Because you don't know everybody in that generation, and you can't say that.
Look, I'm 46 myself.
Then you obviously ran the road with a lot of those women then.
Well,
you exactly
I mean,
know what
who
you
wasn't
did.
In those days, which one of you didn't? I mean,
well, I'm 48, okay, and not every single woman, to put it your way,
exactly.
spread for everything coming down the road.
Well, nowadays,
exactly.
The point
and
is,
I take that as an insult because I'm one of those women, and I did not spread for everything down the road.
Not everything down the road, maybe everything next door. I'm joking.
You know, sir,
you're not funny.
Your
yeah,
program
you're
will
not
never
funny.
Take off because
you're not
it's
funny.
Ridiculous
no, can I make
and
a
it's
point?
Insultive to
I'm
women.
Sorry. Can I make a point? The point that I wanted to make was this, that virginity is attractive. Men, and what I'm giving women is the opportunity to create the illusion that they're
the
virgins.
The illusion
is
a
what
lie.
Is wrong
How can you start a relationship in a lie based on a lie?
I can tell
How can
you
say a little blood capsule is going to say, oh, there's my virginity. You just broke it. Come on, sir.
Ma'am, we had one client with three children that was recently divorced, and through
you
our process...
You had a client with three children, and that man bought it?
And listen, and through our process, she convinced her new fiancé that she was a virgin. She was 33. Her fiancé is ecstatic. He was able to take her virginity on their wedding night. And to this
well, then
day,
I'm sorry,
I mean,
then he's a
I
sick
see him at the
person.
We're in the same bowling league, and he's happy. I keep the confidence. The lady obviously isn't going to say anything.
Obviously, you're keeping the confidence of a lot of women.
I am a doctor, and there's there's something that we're supposed to do. I don't know the wording right now, but we're not supposed to talk about it. Okay, so I want the lady to feel... Is that what you're worried about, that I'm going to blow the whistle?
On who?
On you.
What whistle?
If
I'm not
you,
blowing anything. I'm just listening to the station on
married?
The way home.
Are you married?
And I'm hearing this ridiculous proposition of making women re-virginize
no.
them.
Yes.
And the biggest thing that I've been married for many, many years.
Oh, then you don't need it.
And my marriage has
well,
been totally on truth, and it's worked out that way. And I can't believe in today's generation you are giving this.
I don't think it's a big lie. I think it's a little white lie.
All right. Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
You got very angry there, for Phil. And
all right. I just 1-800-449-8686 is the Phil Henry Show. Flint on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I think this man is scamming men. I think this man is scamming
no.
women.
No, we're not
yes,
scamming women. How
no.
are we scamming women?
And
I'd like
think,
you to answer that. How am I scamming women?
I think that you're taking money for this.
The women give it. They know exactly what we are offering, which is to create the illusion they are virgins. By
tightening up some muscles, by creating a busted blood capsule, and by having them say things like, you're splitting me up the middle.
That,
I find that, I find
that's,
your com-
what?
I find your comments offensive.
What is offensive?
I find offensive about the way you talk about women who were whoring around and spreading themselves.
You know as well as I do, if you're of the age, I don't know how old you are, but women of anywhere from, say, 35 plus, how do I put this delicately? I mean, you know, in the mud, out in the street, in the back of a car, you know, that
no,
was the generation.
No, I
That
never
was the generation.
It,
that
sir,
was the generation.
Excuse me.
Yes,
I have
ma'am.
Never done it with anybody in the back of the car. I have never done it with anybody in the mud.
Well, I'm saying that women...
I'm an intelligent woman.
Women over the age of 35 have had, on the average, 60 to 100 sex partners each.
Really? And
yes.
what about men over the age
Most,
of 35?
We're not talking about that. We're not looking. Are you looking for a virgin man? I don't think no woman wants that. Most of the good available men out there will marry a virgin. So in order for a woman to get a decent guy, she needs to, you know, erase her sexual past, and that's what we're talking about.
All right, Dr. Jim Sadler with the Revirginization Centers of California, he can make you a virgin again. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Welcome back to the Phil Henry Show on this September 1st, 2000, my birthday. And with me is Dr. Jim Sadler. This is an infomercial, and I have been told, and I just got a call from the management to back off of critiquing you, Dr. Sadler, and I didn't think I was doing that. I know you're paying for the time.
Well, I am paying for the airtime, and I'm a little upset that you seem to be taking the part of some of these women. All I'm trying to do, Phil, is give women the hope that they can be a virgin again. And the Revirginization Center helps women understand that being a virgin again is very important to their husbands. And I'll prove it to you.
How do you prove that being a virgin is important?
I'll prove it. Every woman that I've talked to says it's a lie. If it's such a great lie, it must be something that involves something really important, and that is whether a woman is a virgin or not. That's how I know this is important to women and to men. And I will say it again. Women over the age of 35, they have been with sleeping with I don't know how many sex partners all over the landscape, on their back, on their knees, whatever. I'm trying to give them the chance to live again as a virgin and get up off of their knees, put away the knee pads, get away.
I got it already. It's just,
you can't criticize me because I bought this airtime.
I understand that.
Then please don't cut me off.
I'm not cutting you off. I got the whole thing about on their backs, on their
Yeah, but you're making comments. I bought the airtime.
All right, let me go to Norfolk, Virginia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I just wanted to say, I think he's a total idiot. I just don't believe this guy's a real doctor.
Here we go again. I bought this airtime, and I'm being criticized? Is that what's happening here?
Ma'am, you need to turn your radio down.
My radio? My radio's all the way down.
Okay. So, doctor, she thinks that you know...
I heard what she said, and I'm saying that I bought this airtime, so I don't think she should criticize me.
Okay, ma'am, is that it?
Well, I guess so.
All right.
You know.
Thanks for your call. Here is Azusa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I think it is asinine to go into a relationship
airtime.
Under false pretenses.
I bought it. Why is it? Why
I can
is
understand
it?
Where you want to
false
have that
pretenses.
Excitement, newness
Men
in a relationship, but if you want to have a relationship, it's absurd to try and create with one when you go in with a lie.
Why is it such a big lie?
Because if you're not a virgin...
So being a virgin is important. So you're proving my
point. It's important to you, obviously.
Why is it such a big lie to you?
Because it is a lie. If you're not a virgin, you cannot project yourself as one, because that is a lie.
Being a virgin is important to women, Phil. This woman's proving
my
point.
No, I don't know who you're polling. I don't have any idea who you're polling.
Well, you call it such a big lie. It must be important to you.
Oh, it's absolutely not important to me whatsoever.
Well, then why is it such a big lie?
Because it is.
How's
you
it
know,
a big
the basic,
you don't know.
The basic facts,
I'm a doctor.
It's
teach
untrue.
A lot of school.
You're speaking untrue.
I'm a doctor, and I've taught school.
Are you a doctor?
And I can tell you I've had students who are unclear in their thinking, and you're like a lot of my
are
students.
Are you a medical doctor
you're
or like
sort of
a
unclear.
Veterinarian?
I'm a medical doctor. Are you a woman, or you just play one on the radio? You know, I'm a medical doctor, and I can tell you that you're
you
not a virgin.
Do you have like an MD after your name, or do you have a
do
doctor
know,
before your name?
Do you know that I have an MD after my name?
Really? What school did you go to?
You know that I could help you
Davis?
Be the virgin that you want to be.
I don't want to be a virgin.
You don't want to be. You want to go around with that reputation you've got.
I have
what
no
I'm
reputation.
To, what I'm trying
I'm a fine,
to do
upstanding
is,
American woman who is
well,
proud to shout, I'm not a virgin nor a
I'm
liar.
I'm not a virgin. You're not a virgin, so in other words, what? You've got genital herpes? I don't know what that
means.
Oh,
I have terrific
I have,
experience.
Okay, all right.
I have experience
okay.
that I can
that
offer
experience.
A gentleman.
All right. Some men read that as she's been on her back a lot. All right, that's all I'm saying.
Well, then why would you want to hang out
and,
with a man like that anyway?
A man wants a virgin.
That's
and
not
most
true.
Men
I
want
think
to pop
that's
their
erroneous
new wife.
Information, and I think you're
well,
just trying to perpetuate
thing.
Your business.
No, it's a control. You don't know men. Mr.
Oh,
Henry,
I know men real well.
Mr. Henry, don't you think popping a woman's cherry is...
Will you stop that?
What? The thing about popping...
I heard what you said. Do I think it's important?
Yeah.
To some men? Yeah, it's important.
All right, this... lady here who's, I don't know how old or how many men she's been
I'm
with.
I'm 49 years
oh,
old.
Oh, God.
I've had a few. I've never
no
had
kidding.
A complaint.
No kidding.
kidding.
At least not to your face, right? So what I would say then is that it makes men feel powerful and makes them happy to be with a virgin.
Oh, makes them control freaks. Are you insane?
And
you
that's
are insane.
What I'm
I want
there,
a man that's never stuck his the kind
you see,
anywhere.
You see this woman? Every man out there is like already saying, well, obviously, you know, lady, you open your mouth and a guy gets really small.
Oh, yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah, he shrinks
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Cold water,
so,
baby, but yes. Not me, my friend.
Cold water.
And I don't really
all
think
right.
that you're a doctor.
Well,
I think that
I don't really,
you are making
I don't really
yourself
think you're 48.
Like, hey, I'm a nurse.
Think,
cool. I can wear a white uniform
no,
and a hat.
You,
look
I,
really cool.
I think you're in your late 50s.
Oh,
all right,
no, not yet.
Yeah, I think you're in your late 50s.
Oh,
you're probably
trying to,
castrated
you're just
a lot of guys.
You provoke me, but I'm the wrong person because I find
I've already
you
provoked
incredibly
you
amusing.
I've already provoked you. Go back to Sunset and hiked up that pleated leather skirt, okay?
Oh, you think that's the end?
All right. Oh, man. 1-800.
Are we going to continue selling the
reverge? Yeah, we're going to continue selling the Revirginization Center, okay? I got a few minutes left here, doctor, in this hour. 1-800-449-8686.
Remember, you can't criticize me.
I know, because you bought the airtime.
That's right. And I can tell you, for any woman out there that isn't embittered by the hundreds of men that she slept with and who really wants to start a new, fresh life, I can tell you the Revirginization Centers of Southern California are the way to go. We begin by exercising those muscles. We begin by bringing life back into those old dead tissues, and somehow we are able to create the illusion that you're a virgin.
Have you got a phone number?
Yes, you can call me at area code 213-251-3189. I'm generally there after 12 noon until about 2 o'clock. Then we go into our Kegel muscle strengthening exercises.
All right, well, doctor, good luck with your Revirginization Centers. And that blood capsule thing, you know.
Hey, you know, you do what works.
Right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. What does he want? David?
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
What can you do for me? Why did you cut that guy off?
That Dr.
Sadler? Yeah, the Dr. Sadler guy. What's wrong? What happened?
He's on here talking about revirginizing women.
Yeah. Do you have a moral problem with that?
No, I got no moral problem with it. But the problem that I have is...
What is your problem, Phil? He bought airtime on your show, and you cut the guy off. You owe that guy another 12 minutes on your show.
I can't get him back on the air.
No, I know you can't get him back on the air. He called me up, a paying advertiser. You disrespected him. And in so disrespecting him, you lost this show money. And you'll notice that I got no problem talking to you about this on your show because you leave me no choice.
Well, when's that ever been any different, okay? You don't mind calling this?
Phil, I let you do what you want. I give you all kinds of freedom. But you sit there and take a paying advertiser, start questioning the guy's integrity, question the guy's morality. You got all of those women calling up and questioning whether he's a doctor or not. You got every skank, every whore.
There you go. That's exactly why they were angry at him, calling them skanks and whores. And
well, the guy's got a point. All these women over 40, like they're not virgins. And they're not virgins. So why don't they take advantage of a product that can help them?
Because they don't want to start out. You heard the commentary. Man. They don't want to start their married lives out with a lie. And starting off with their whoring around... And
that guy has a great product that me and friends of mine have been enjoying nightly. With his product, I am telling you, Phil, I believe that...
Wait a minute. You're trying this product?
Yeah.
But you know it isn't true?
Well, I'm able to imagine. You know, I can fool myself.
You can fool yourself. You can fool yourself into thinking that your wife is a virgin every night, huh?
Well, now that you're reminding me that she's not, that's really bothering me.
Okay. God. What is the point here, man? All I did... What is the point?
It was a paying advertiser that you threw off of your show because a few of these women who were offended by the truth didn't like.
And the truth is that they're all a bunch of whores?
The truth is that they're not virgins and that guys find virgins attractive. You know it's true, don't you?
I don't know whether I know it's true.
You know that it's true, don't you? Let the women know now, Phil. Tell them the truth. You know most men want a virgin. Go ahead. No guts.
All right, I got the guts.
Then do it.
Okay, he's right. He's right. I'm sorry. He's right. Most men do. Given the choice, I'm sorry, ladies. Most men do.
There you go, folks. Phil Henry has given you the truth. And you throw the guy off.
I threw the guy off anyway, because I didn't like the manner in which he was speaking to people. I had a real problem. And I'm sorry, it's just the Revirginization Center.
Well, you lost a lot of money there, Phil, and I'm not going to go out there humping more business for your rotten show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I guess...
You guess what?
I don't know. I guess that I'll just have to, I guess we'll just have to lose money.
Yeah, that's what we're doing, pal. Now, I want you to at least give a decent pitch about this Revirginization Center, and then you can move on to any other topic. Can you bring yourself to do that?
Look, Dr. Sadler, if you're listening, I'm sorry that I know that you paid for the airtime, and I apologize. I will recommend that women call your Revirginization Center if they want to revitalize their lives and get a second chance on life. I would say that the women who would avail themselves of your product are probably not as, to use your phrase, road hard and put up wet as you'd like to think. But by the same token...
I don't need any negativity, Phil.
I don't think it was negative. I was just...
Well, he used the phrase, okay?
Not as road hard... All right, not as road hard and put up wet as you would like to think. But on the other hand, it's probably something that people should avail themselves of. The Revirginization Centers. So, what should I say?
Ladies?
Get
up, pick up the phone.
Get up and pick up the phone.
Get on over to the Revirginization Center.
Get on over to the Revirginization Center.
And breathe life into your poor, dead, sagging body.
David.
I said to say it.
Breathe life into your poor, dead, sagging body.
That's a baby. That'll do it. All right, you got it?
I got it. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
1-800-449-8686. There. Okay? Maybe the guy will come back on. Maybe we could do another hour with him tomorrow. I don't know. All right, I want to take a look at some of the NFL games this week because I have my DirecTV, and I got all the ball games. On Sunday, I'll be sitting there with the Swede, popping a few beers, watching some of these ball games. Tennessee and Buffalo, Chicago and Minnesota. And that team that I had season tickets for years, the Rams, now in St. Louis. And these guys are playing on a Monday night. They're playing Denver. They got a brand new coach. San Diego has got Ryan Leaf, Arizona and the Giants, Baltimore and Pittsburgh. A whole bunch of games that I'm definitely going to be parked in front of the tube for on Sunday. Now, we will have later on in the program Joe Dickhead with his NFL picks, but I thought I'd give you mine. And we'll start with Chicago and Minnesota. I think that it's going to be Minnesota by 4.5. Now, I believe the Arizona-New York game, that'll be the New York Giants by 6.5. And the Baltimore and Pittsburgh game, I got the Baltimore Ravens by 2.5. Carolina at Washington, it'll be Washington by, let's say 10.5. And let's see. We'll have a even line on the Detroit-New Orleans game. Then Indianapolis at Kansas City, Indianapolis by 3. Jacksonville at Cleveland, Jacksonville by 10.5. The New York Jets at Green Bay, Green Bay by 2. Hold on for a second. What do you want?
Why are you reading it out of the LA Times?
David,
why are you reading that out of the L.A. Times?
They're supposed to be my picks.
They're not your picks. That was in the L.A. Times this morning.
Look, you told me to start doing some NFL...
I told you to do some NFL picks and give me your own picks, not the L.A. Times.
Okay,
who do you think's going to win the Chicago-Minnesota game?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I don't know, and I don't care. How about that? The Chicago-Minnesota game, I don't know. I couldn't give a crap. All I know is I'm glad I'm not living up there anymore. And as far as San Diego goes, I hope Ryan Leaf becomes a huge success in the NFL, makes everybody a believer. Jacksonville and Cleveland, I'm still trying to get over Jacksonville having a football team. San Diego and Oakland, you heard what I said about Ryan Leaf. San Francisco and Atlanta, two really bad teams. I never thought I'd hear myself say that about a San Francisco and Atlanta football game. Now Seattle at Miami, there's another big who cares. Man. Tampa Bay and New England, and where, by the way, is New England? Oh, Boston. And Denver at St. Louis, they got St. Louis by 6.5 points. All I know is that my DirecTV satellite dish, which I have on the ground, that's right, I don't have that thing on the roof. My wife said, why didn't you mount the satellite dish on the roof? And I said, what difference does it make? She goes, everybody has a satellite dish on the roof. The satellite's 20,000 miles into outer space. Another 8 feet ain't going to make no difference. Don't you understand? People put satellite dishes on the roof of their house thinking the signal's going to be better. The satellite's in outer space. So I put it on the ground. You want to know why? Because I think it makes for a nice conversation piece. People walk by, they go, that's what one of those looks like. That's right. That's a satellite dish. And you stand around and you talk about it, you look at it. Now, the only other drawback on that thing, you know this, Chris, if I stand in front of that thing like on a Saturday morning just to bug you guys, you can't get any signal, can you? It just goes black. If you stand in front of the dish, you can't get any signal. But other than that, like if you're watering a plant or just standing around or just trying to piss off the kids upstairs, you stand in front of the thing, they get no signal. But other than that, it's no different. And if you put the thing on the roof as opposed to down on the ground, it doesn't make any difference. The satellite is in outer space thousands of miles away. Hundreds of thousands of miles away, for all I know. Maria says to me, everybody else in the neighborhood has a satellite dish on the roof. Well, whatever. Mine's on the ground. I got it mounted right there, right near the phone box, okay? So if the thing ever busts or I need to work on it or whatever, I can get right to it. Probably in the CCNRs where we live, that the satellite dish has to be on the roof, right? If somebody comes around the corner and sees it sitting there on the ground, then what? Am I going to get thrown out? I'm going to get thrown out of the neighborhood. I better not tell Bobby Dooley. I think it's a really nice conversation piece. People walk by and they go, that's what one of those things looks like. Yeah, it's a dish, see? And we get all the stuff that we need. But the only reason why I got that was because of these NFL games, and I finally signed up, and I got all the ball games. And as long as there's more guys like me than there are anybody else, there ain't going to be no football team in L.A. And, at this point in my life, I don't care. They'd have to build a stadium across the street from my house for me to go to a game now. And then that ain't going to happen. Not out there, it ain't. All the neighbors say, there go those weird Hendrys. They got their satellite dish on the ground. And we're humiliated, and, we're going to have to give the kids up for adoption. So anyway, you guys want to come over this weekend? Oh, wait. Craig's at the Fox Green Room. Excuse me. He's hanging out there with John, Terry, Howie, and the rest of those clowns.